Welcome to Facilitating the Mission, the podcast for Shepherd Staff Mission Facilitators, where we're all about helping local churches send their own missionaries well. I'm Ed.
And I'm Jeff.
And today we're going to talk about missionary debriefing. And we're going to ask why and what it accomplishes.
That's right, Ed. And I'm excited about covering this topic. It's a huge topic, and we're actually going to break it down into three separate podcasts. But on this podcast, as Ed said, we want to talk about what debriefing is and why it's important. And Ed, give me one of your experiences right up front when you told somebody that you were going to be debriefed.
It was interesting. Actually, a family member, and she meant very well. And I explained that, you know, Kelly and I, my wife and I, had been really changed in our time overseas. And we said, we're going to debriefing. We're going to have a, I kind of joked and said I had a mental checkup. And she looked at me. And this family member, and she said, I thought you guys were missionaries. And in her mind, it was a military term, a military debriefing, or like a spy debriefing. And of course, it was anything but that. But it did show that there's a little bit of confusion over what missionary debriefing is.
And that's exactly why we want to cover this subject. We want to define it and then talk about why it's important, because we don't want people to think like we're Tom Cruise and we just got back from Mission Impossible and we're being debriefed on how the mission went, because that's what most people think when they hear the word debrief. So what we're talking about when we use the word debriefing, we're talking about an intentional time together. It's a relational and intentional process that gives an opportunity for a missionary to tell their story, to basically, you know, with words, process things that they've experienced in the past and recent events. And the key thing is that debriefing wants the missionary to share from their point of view. And what makes it different than just giving a report about something that's taken place is we want their point of view complete with their emotional responses at the time to whatever happened and their emotional responses since that time.
I like that. It's a relational exercise. It's intentional. It's relational. It's an opportunity for the missionary to tell their story. What it is not, and I don't want to sound all negative, but what it is not, it's not an agency review looking at, you know, functionality, looking at productivity, looking at your job as an employee. This is about the soul of the missionary or the missionary family.
And it differs from just hanging out with a missionary, just fellowshipping or spending time because this person is your friend or whatever. No, it has that specific intention of providing the opportunity for the missionary to unpack what they've experienced, how they felt because of that experience, how that experience is impacting them now. And so the missionary and the person debriefing them go into their time together knowing that they have this goal to accomplish.
Yeah, you know, there's several ways to do a missionary debriefing, but usually it all kind of revolves around the idea of the story of the missionary. And the story is all the events, all the relationships, and all the activities that missionary has been through, possibly throughout the majority of their life, combining to tell their story of who they are. Instead, they're looking at how their soul is doing.
And it's really hard for us as Americans because culturally we are super task-oriented and success is always measured by quantifiable things. What did you go do? How many people came to know the Lord? How many houses did you build? How many churches did you plant? And because we're very task-oriented, the whole idea of taking the time to sit down and tell your story and how you felt as the story was unfolding, it's really foreign to us as Americans culturally. And so debriefing, in a sense, it's sort of, you know, it's another push out of the cultural norm for most Americans. And for missionaries, they've been out of that cultural norm anyway, living in highly relational cultures where the measurements of success are radically different than they are to us as Americans. This is sort of the icing on the cake of somebody that's been in a transitional process culturally to valuing relationship over just the accomplishing of tasks.
Yeah, and after that story is told, you know, after the explanation of what's been happening, there can be some tools brought in, there can be some assessments made and such as that, as far as helping that missionary on to the next stage. But what we're after here is the terms we use are being refreshed and realigned so that they can enter that next stage of their transition, whether it be continuing on the mission field or transitioning into the back to the U.S. or their next mission station, whatever that may be.
Yeah, and we're going to unpack those terms a little bit more over the next couple podcasts, but we've kind of zeroed in on those two words in particular, refreshment and realignment, Because when you talk to missionaries and you ask them to describe what they feel about having been debriefed, you get a lot of interesting words that start with the letter R. Many missionaries will say that when they've been debriefed, they feel released in certain areas. They feel renewed in other areas. They feel replenished. They feel restored. They feel ready for whatever God has for them next. And so what we've done as a ministry is kind of thinking about, in a sense, why should debriefing take place at all? Well, because missionaries need to be released from certain things, renewed in other ways. They need to be replenished, restored, and readied for whatever God has for them right now and next. And so in a sense, by looking at what missionary debriefing accomplishes, why we do missionary debriefing, we've kind of zeroed in on summarizing all of that with these two words, refreshed and realigned.
Right, and there can be several models of the way this is done. It can be on the field, it can be during a furlough, it can be, you know, post-missionary service when a family is coming back to the States. But that's the long-term goal, is the releasing, the renewing, the replenishing, the restoring, and the readying for that next stage.
Exactly. And we're going to get into this again a little later on, but one of the things, you know, that we don't realize, even though we should, is that the transition, you know, to the mission field is obviously, it's challenging. There's massive culture shock involved. There's ongoing culture stress, all these things that you expect going to the mission field. One of the things that happens is when you come back to the U.S., you think that you're not going to experience those same things coming back this way. And what debriefing does is it's a recognition of the reality that the transition back to the U.S. is just as challenging and sometimes more challenging than the transition was to the mission field. And so debriefing, in a sense, it's this incredible gift, this tool that God's given us to bless missionaries by giving them the opportunity to process what they've experienced and to help prepare them for what's ahead.
Someone that's been on the field, and I'm speaking more of someone coming back from the field permanently, but when someone has been on the field, whether it be a family or an individual, you know, they've experienced so much in ministry, mm-hmm. not just in missions, but in ministry. These are valuable servants that come back. They can serve all kinds of roles in the church.
Yes.
They can serve all kinds of roles, maybe in a parachurch situation, or just as a solid believer in the community in however they're being used. And to have them, you know, readied for that, have them restored back into that role, that's an incredibly valuable tool. It's just stewardship of the body of Christ to let them go and just say, well, you know, be warm and filled, go ahead. It would be I dare say it's a sin.
Yeah, I think it borders on that. And again, why is that happening? Why is it that missionaries aren't recognized for the incredible resources and gifts and talents that they bring to a local church back here in the States? Because honestly, the churches don't understand, you know, that they are those things, that they are valuable. They're this gift to a local church that brings a perspective that's very much needed by local churches. And debriefing missionaries helps them to understand why some of those churches, most churches actually won't recognize the value that they bring, and how to respond in a proper way to that so that God is glorified and everybody's mutually encouraged.
You know, Jeff, there's a couple different types of debriefing. And the one that comes to my mind often is a crisis debriefing after an incident, a horrible incident on the mission field. And we're not really approaching that in these podcasts. That's kind of another subject that we'll get to. But let's spend some time speaking about the transitional debrief specifically. We will eventually get into the on-the-field debrief, you know, the maintenance debrief, as we often call it, for someone's on the field or maybe they're on furlough. But when we speak of the transitional debrief, that's about the missionary or the missionary family returning back to their home country.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're zeroing in on with that terminology, a transitional debrief. And so I think it would be good to, you know, to unpack some of the reasons why, you know, the gift of debriefing, and I really think it is a gift from God to missionaries, why the gift of debriefing refreshes missionaries and prepares them for the new season that God has for them. So I guess the place to begin for me is, if you just stop and think about it, a missionary knowing that a brother or sister in Christ has taken the time to set apart their own busy life, their own busy schedules to sit down, and actually listen to them tell their story, be interested in it, ask questions based on what they hear, and just show genuine concern and compassion for them, that in and of itself is refreshing to a missionary.
Amen. Every time I've been part of a debriefing and you see the release, so I guess I'm getting in front of us, but we see that refreshing, you know, there's almost like a something's been lifted off their shoulders. They've been able to share something. And I know as a debriefer, I almost always feel like I'm holding a gift from them, yeah. You know, something that they've shared.
Yeah, it really is that. And so that's one of the reasons why we say, you know, that the very idea that somebody's going to take the time to sit and listen to me and help me unpack this stuff is refreshing to me, because nobody else in my life does that. And certainly nobody else in America, where life is lived at warp speed, takes the time to do that. So the time in and of itself and that attention is refreshing to a missionary.
Yeah, absolutely.
And another way that the gift of debriefing, you know, refreshes somebody, it gives them the opportunity, the missionary who's going to be debriefed, it gives them the opportunity to step off the high-speed merry-go-round that life is back here in the U.S. In other words, you know, you come from a place on the field that's very slow-paced, where time is something, it's a gift that you have that provides opportunity for deepening of relationships. And then you come back into America, and time is this tool that we have to manage to the nth degree to accomplish the tasks to just live in America. And so when the missionary steps off that high-speed merry-go-round and says, I'm going to set apart time to do this, it's worth stepping off the merry-go-round. It's worth putting everything on hold that's been moving so fast around me. When they do that, that refreshes them too.
Absolutely. And when you consider a debriefing is usually done 4 to 6, maybe at the outside, 8 weeks after a missionary returns from the field, that's usually a crazy busy time. It's kind of I jokingly call it the whirlow of God, you know, just the vortex of God sort of season, where coming back, finding a place to live and maybe a vehicle and paying, you know, just furnishing an apartment or whatever the situation is, it's a crazy time. And to purposely and intentionally take that season, that day or 2 days or 3 days to sit and speak is an incredible gift.
It is. And that's why, you know, why we say these two components of debriefing, these two things of knowing somebody else set apart the time, got off the merry-go-round themselves to sit down with me as I've gotten off the merry-go-round. These are refreshing things at the foundation of what they are. And they're it's an incredible gift from God that all of us know by experience, but we never make the time to do.
And one of the advantages I've seen in this, Jeff, is for the missionary, it's an opportunity to be real, because this is an unfortunate truth. The missionaries are sometimes put on such a pedestal, which is good and right in one sense, but the other sense is there's a pressure on that missionary, and suddenly they can sit down and be real, and they can share some challenges, they can share some things that maybe they didn't handle very well even, and they're not going to be judged.
Correct. That's right. Yeah. And, you know, the other thing is that, and I think this is the third reason why we believe, you know, a good debriefing refreshes, is because when the person who debriefs them is prepared to do it and knows what they're doing, they've had some training, they've been equipped, it's encouraging to the missionary that the disorientation that they've been feeling, the fact that they feel misunderstood, they kind of feel disconnected, overwhelmed, frustrated, knowing that somebody who's taken the time to study this or knows other missionaries or knows it by experience, knowing that somebody sitting across the table tells them that what their experience is normal and that there's an end in sight, that's refreshing to a missionary. Because yeah, all of us have this tendency to think that whatever we're feeling, whatever we're experiencing, we're probably one of the few people that ever experienced in this. And if we were more spiritual, we wouldn't be thinking the way that we are. We wouldn't be responding the way that we are. And to have somebody say, no, exactly what you're going through is the norm for everyone. And as crazy as it is, there is an end in sight.
Amen. And a good debriefing will always include that. Some significant time spent on working through transition theory, working through the steps of transition, understanding you're entering into a season of chaos, now you're going to enter into a season of instability, and finally you're going to be settling back in. Just allowing the missionary to know that is a huge gift.
Yeah, and part of that process is being given the tools to navigate what's ahead, you know. And that's the fourth reason why you know, the gift of debriefing refreshes a missionary, because in the debriefing they're going to learn some practical ways that they can use to navigate or cut a path through the jungle of the remaining challenges that they're going to encounter as their transition continues. That's refreshing, to know that you're going into this jungle that has all kinds of dangers in it and nooks and crannies that are uncomfortable, but you've been given the tools to beat back the jungle, to survive within it. That's refreshing.
Yeah, in the debriefing world, one of the very common illustrations being used is coming back to America, it's like jumping into the deep end of the pool, maybe coming off the high dive. And as you hit the water and you go deeper, everybody has to do that. And most of the people, I hope everybody, is going to, get to the bottom and kick off and start making their way to the surface. But a good debriefing is going to refresh and give that sort of, that sort of restoration of these people, because they're helped up to the top. They're helped up to the surface. And that's what these tools will do, is they're navigating through that jungle. They know that they're in the water. They know, but they also know the surface is coming, and they're going to break through and get a brush of fresh air.
Exactly. And, in that, using that analogy, I always think of it, if you dive into a deep pool and you get down to the bottom and your eyes are closed and you don't know where the bottom is and you feel something with your foot and you try to push off to get back to the surface quickly, but what you pushed off on was something just floating in the pool. You've got nothing to push up against, right, to get you back to the surface quickly. That's what reentry back into life in America is like without debriefing. When you have debriefing, it's like, you've reached the bottom. You can push off. You can thrust with your legs and get back to the surface quickly and ready to move on to the next thing.
Yeah, and like I said, most people are still going to get to the surface, but goodness, what a great help,
yes,
a solid debriefing is.
Yeah, absolutely. And so another thing, that when you're debriefed properly, what ends up happening is the debriefer will help the missionary view life back here in the United States through the same lens they viewed life on the mission field.
Yes.
Because it's crazy, but true, that you put on a whole new lens, a whole new grid that you see everything through when you go to the mission field. You expect to be uncomfortable. You expect to be out of the ordinary. You expect to be the foreigner, you might say. You expect challenges. When you come back to the United States, you don't really expect those things to happen. And so a good debriefing helps the missionary to put on the same mindset, the same frame of reference, the same grid to look at life back here in the United States with, as they had when they were out on the field.
So they serve not so much as a national missionary, but they serve in the concept, I'm still on the mission of God here in the States. I'm still serving the same Lord I serve there is working here. He loves Americans as much as he loves the host country I was just in.
That's right. And personally, I have this moment for me personally where we were in prayer about coming back from the mission field from Cebu. And I remember going up to this hotel that overlooked the whole city of about 1.5 million people in a very small area, a crowded, polluted Asian city. And we were months away from departing home. And I was just unsure of what God was calling us to do next, what my ministry was going to be, my job was going to be to take care of my family. And as I wrestled through it and I was praying, what ended up happening was I used the phrase in my prayer, Lord, we're going back home and I don't know what to do. And God gently, well, he didn't do it gently. It was one of those times where he basically slapped me upside the head and said, my son, you're not going home. Your home is not in this world. You're going from Mission Field, Cebu City, back to Mission Field, Southern California. So scrap the idea of home, because it implies things that are going to hinder you from being and doing what I want you to be and do back in the U.S. So it really sunk into my mind that I needed to have the same view of the return to the U.S. as I had when we went to the mission field, a mission field mindset, a pilgrim mentality.
And we've mentioned all this, Jeff, and we've spoken mostly in the context of the adults. This is equally, if not, dare I say, more important when we speak of the missionary kids, because they are the most changed. They are the ones that have taken on the most of their host culture and maybe even have deeper language skills and deeper cultural traits of their host country than the parents do.
And that's why I think, Ed, what you just provoked a thought in me that we're going to actually devote a whole podcast downstream to actually talking about, you know, debriefing and reentry for children and the effects that it has, because it really is a specialized area. There's some commonalities with adults, but just by the way kids are wired and their pliability, their moldability at the young ages when they get over there, that transition back to the U.S. can be much harder for them than it is for their parents. And that's worthy of a whole podcast just dedicated to that.
Yeah, they're like, when they come back from the field, they're like the foreigners that look like everybody else, but they're still foreigners in so many ways. So I'm glad we're going to take that time.
Great. And the sixth thing, the sixth way that a debriefing refreshes a missionary is because, and this sounds goofy, but it's true. If the person that they're debriefing with, that's helping them with their debrief, is somebody they already know, their relationship with that person is going to be deepened. It's going to be more meaningful than it was before the debriefing, as awesome as it was before the debriefing. And if it's somebody that they don't know, that perhaps they've just met for the first time, they're initiating a relationship with a person that is going to be lifelong. Yeah. And it's going to be deep. And so kind of summarizing that whole concept, the idea that you've either begun or furthered a relationship as a result of this debriefing, and that it's going to be something that connects you two together, tethers of connection for the rest of your lives, that is also very refreshing.
Absolutely. And it adds a context. So after the formal, you know, debriefing, the 2 or 3 day debriefing that may go down, there's also this opportunity to keep in contact, especially down the road, make that phone call and say, this is the 1 year anniversary since we left, and I'm being flooded with these feelings. And you have someone to talk to, someone that's been down that road, the same road you have.
And not only that, but also the reality that you've aired out who you were to this person who helped you debrief. They know your life story. They know the way you think. They know the way you've reacted. You've told them your emotional responses to things that have happened. And so you're tethered together at a very deep level. And that is refreshing.
Yeah. In the perfect world, and I know we don't serve in a perfect world here, but the debriefer will have spent time possibly doing maintenance debriefing on the field or during furloughs, so that when this family comes off the field or this individual comes off the field, there's already relationship in this context.
Exactly. And so finally, the last thing before we button up this podcast is there's also refreshment that can be found in resting in the reality that what they've gone through, that what they have now is life inventory, life experience, and so forth, that all that they are now because of what they've gone through was by God's design, and He's given them an inventory that can be a blessing to other people that are going through things here in the States, members of their home church, certainly to other missionaries. So when they understand that they've got this inventory of resources and experiences, that they have these treasures that they can draw from to bless other people, especially other fellow missionaries, hey, that's refreshing to a missionary.
Amen. It becomes part of their toolbox, so to speak, that they can go serve others with.
Yeah, and they may wonder that as they're going through, you know, the stresses of life back in America, and they're not fitting in, and they're going through all those things we mentioned previously. You know, you actually question, hey, how can I contribute to anything? I'm a basket case, and a debriefing helps them to process that and to know, hey, you know what, all that I've gone through and what I'm experiencing is ways that God has shaped me and molded me so I can be a blessing to others. And that's refreshing.
Well said. Well, Jeff, I think we've possibly stimulated some conversation or stimulated some thought in some of our listeners, maybe even asking, we have missionaries coming off the field, or I'm coming off the field, and we'd like to maybe have a formal debriefing. What would you suggest?
Well, there's a couple things that I would suggest. Number one, the different options available are you can encourage those missionaries that are returning to go to one of the organizations such as Train International, such as MTI Missions Training International, or one of the other mission ministries like Paracletos that have 1 week planned debriefing, and where those missionaries are in a group of people that are other returned missionaries from around the world, and you're there with people that are really trained and schooled on how to debrief. So there's always that option. And, those are offered probably, you know, there's probably 10 to 12 of those offered every year somewhere in the country here in the U.S. The other thing that they can do is I would recommend if somebody's listening to this podcast and they haven't been a missionary, they could do some reading on the subject. You know, there's some great resources that can be found on the internet at different websites, missionarycare.com, that they can check and sort of equip themselves to help missionaries do it. Or they can contact us and we can point them in a more specific direction or even help them, coach them, train them to do it.
Yeah, I think the main point we want to make in this is, you know, Jeff mentioned MTI, a great group, Train International at traininternational.org, another wonderful group with an excellent debriefing program. It's actually a debriefing retreat. Certainly, you know, some of the others that have mentioned Parakletos and such, these are excellent groups. And of course, Jeff and I are actually trained in debriefing ourselves. And the point that I want us to understand is it needs to be done by someone that has had a little bit of preparation. Certainly the Spirit of God is bigger than any formal training, but at the same time, you need to seek out those that have either been missionaries and been equipped for this or others that have some sort of formal training. It's a skill and it's a gift to give to others. And without that, it could be a little counterproductive.
Yeah, and that's a good point, Ed, that, you know, the transitional debriefing, which is the debrief for somebody that's moving back to the U.S. after time on the field, it's better to let people that know what they're doing do those. The maintenance debrief, a mature Christian can make a big difference with a maintenance debrief, and that's a subject that we'll cover later on.
Well, thank you for tuning in to Facilitating the Mission. We sure enjoy when we hear feedback from you, so we encourage you to contact us through Facebook or through our website. We'd love to hear more from you. God bless you. Until next time.